Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another exciting episode of Rough Riders Radio. This is your host, the inimitable, the ubiquitous, you guessed it, a.k.a. the Knight Rider. Tonight's topic is hands-off Social Security. Let's sequester corporate assets instead. Let's get to it. Now, the president may propose cuts in Social Security by a device called the Chained CPI. CPI stands for Consumer Price Index. And it works this way. When prices go up, consumers simply shift their dollars to like products that are cheaper. Social Security is not basically, and so instead of pegging Social Security to the real rate of inflation by using CPI, Social Security increases are now pegged to this lower substitution rate and not the real rate of inflation. Social Security is not even a small part of our nation's budgetary problem. Therefore, it should not even be a small solution or even a small part of a solution to those problems. The real problem is the GOP and their calcified brains. That's where stem cell research may be useful. Maybe we could take some brain tissue samples from House Republicans John Boehner, Paul Ryan, Eric Cantor, and in the Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, and grow some recombinant stem cells and implant them back into their respective brains and perhaps jumpstart their moribund cerebellums. Or better yet, just keep on siphoning off money from the defense budget till the GOP comes to their senses and accepts some form of revenue-raising measures as a part of any reasonable and sane budgetary solution. The evidence is now clear of the real effects of shutting off government stimulus. Just this morning, the jobs report indicated that for the month of March, a mere 88,000 new jobs were created. Economists had expected at least 200,000, and it's also a far cry from February's newly created jobs of 266,000. Now remember now, the sequester began on March the 1st. The bottom line is that government stimulus works, and it works through programs such as Social Security and unemployment insurance. And it's the only real thing keeping this economy from tanking. The generally accepted economic maxim is that for every $1 in government expenditures through programs such as Social Security and unemployment, $1.70 is actually generated and returned back into the economy. To short-circuit this positive multiplier effect on our economy by enacting a chained CPI is completely insane. A pox on your house, Mr. President. And that's all for Rough Riders Radio. Thank you for listening to this particular episode. And as your inimitable and ubiquitous host, a.k.a. the Knight Rider, I bid you good night. Thanks for listening. And now we're signing off.